Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're giving you another great Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for grapefruit and avocado salad. Now, to me, I like recipes that take little thinking. Little time, little thinking, and lots of eating very quickly. What about you, Lee?
That's the way to do it. Easy breezy.
Yeah. Easy breezy. Nothing like it. Easy as a Sunday morning. So what you're going to do is you're going to take two medium grapefruits, and you're going to use a teaspoon of white wine vinegar, some salt, some freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. You're going to take the medium Hass avocados, and you're going to cut that. We're going to teach you how to do that. This is the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy way of cutting an avocado. And what you do with the avocados is you skewer them, right? You open up the avocado, you cut the avocado in half, pull out the pit, and then you take your knife, and then you kind of make like a tic-tac-toe board across the entire thing. And you use, what you're going to do is you're going to use a spoon to spoon it all out. And you get beautiful, nicely, chunks of avocado. And what you're going to do, you're going to use a sharp knife for the grapefruit, and, you're going to try to remove the ring and the pith of the grapefruit. And so you're going to kind of cut around the edges with it, and then what you're going to do is you're going to squeeze all the juice from the membranes too as well, and you're going to put that in with the vinegar, and it makes it you have the vinegar and you have the grapefruit juice and you have the salt and the pepper and the oil, and you put that all together and you've got some real good stuff. Now you can top it off also if you want to serve it on a bed of romaine lettuce. That's also a nice way to do that. And if you want to add a little bit of texture to it, I like to throw on those ramen, not the ramen noodles, the crunchy, kind of like the Chinese...
The tortillas.
No. Yeah, you can use some of those, but I'm talking about like, they're like crunchy Chinese noodles, but you don't use a lot of them, like just a handful. Or you can do you can use our favorite pop chips. Take a bag of any of your favorite or the original flavors, crunch them up, and also throw that on top there as well. Great, add some nice little flavor to it as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.